B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3 o'clock hour. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Corporate Leaf Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. All right, we're kind of bouncing around here on a Valentine's Day Friday, talking about whether we are too hard on our stars. This is what got me thinking about this. It was like a guy, I think he was a caller, and he said, well, you know, let him grow. He's only been playing basketball for a short amount of time. And I go, what? What, that's the one we got to trot out that excuse to them be now? He's only been playing basketball for a certain amount of time? Come on, that doesn't apply when you're 25 and been in the league for several years like he has, and where he has proclaimed himself the best defensive player in the league. You can't then fall back on, well, he's only been playing basketball a short period of time. Doesn't work.
Yeah, the 41-game example when he was 21, 22 was fine. We know, and he had only played 1 year of high school and half a year at Kansas. It's fine. It's run its course.
Yeah, you can't use that now. All right. You know why I'm so anti... I don't understand the greeting card industry.
Why?
Because... I don't understand us. What the greeting card industry does is reinforce a stereotype.
For...
That people are idiots.
Well...
It reinforces a stereotype that people are idiots.
Are you convinced otherwise?
When we have to have someone else write our sentiment. Now think about this for a second. Like, they are saying... You, American public, are a bunch of idiots, and therefore, we have a staff of people who are going to write stuff for you, and all you have to do is sign your name to it. Think about this for a second. And we allow it to happen.
Yeah.
You know how we allow it to happen? Because we continue to buy cars that have words on them.
Right.
Now, I go in, I'm looking for a car. It's spare. The blank section is always spare.
Yeah.
There might be 10 cards in the whole place.
Yeah.
That are blank, and most of them are not good designs.
I always give handwritten cards.
Do you handwrite with... You buy a card with the words, and you also handwrite?
The one I gave you for Christmas was handwritten.
You buy a blank.
Yeah, I buy blank ones.
All right, so what I always do is...
Yeah.
How come you don't stock more blank cards?
And what do they say?
And they always say... Well, nobody really asked for them.
Yeah.
And see, if I ran for president, and I was thinking about it with this Democratic field, that would be one of my things.
That's one of the agendas on the party,
yes.
Mike.
I would lobby against the Hallmark companies of the world.
It's important.
Just produce the damn card. Let people use their brain for a change.
We're a country of instant gratification. The quicker we can get things, the better off we are.
Oh, I got to buy a card. Oh, yeah, that's good. Sign it. Boom.
Yeah.
Put a couple dollars in it. Boom.
I think it would probably be beneficial to society as a whole if we wrote down how we felt. Like,
they are reinforcing a stereotype that we're a bunch of boneheads.
I think people are very... cautious that because we have spell check and we have iPhones, I'm thinking people are probably pretty cautious of writing a word they don't know how to spell or they're not sure of how to spell. I do it all the time. I have to Google words.
Well, it was it too much trouble for you to Google the word?
No, it wasn't, but I'm very self-conscious about it.
Take you an extra 10 seconds to do it?
Because the last
thing
you
do this? How about if you put it on a computer, spell it out, let the autocorrect do it, and then you write it?
I think the last thing you want to see is that, like, scribble over the letter and try to write like the E on top of it.
That's kind of endearing.
Yeah, yeah, that just means you had the wrong letter. But you should know how to spell the word before you attempt the word. If you don't know, I don't know how to spell this, then that's easily correctable. Do it on your notes part of your phone. Go like that, it'll correct itself. Right?
Yes. Dear Darla.
Yeah, I'm talking about the really important things today, folks. Doesn't matter to people.
And people care about this.
What is the greeting card industry? Like a $1 billion industry?
Has to be. Easy. Easy. And I mean, the markup on them, one card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like $7.
Yeah, you used to be able to get one for $2.95.
No, not anymore.
$7.95.
It like sings to you. There's glitter in it.
They put sequins on it.
They do.
Yeah. Pearls.
We're in the wrong business, Mike.
Let's go to Nolan and Voorhees. Nolan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Mike. Love you guys. Happy Valentine's to you and your crew.
Thanks, Nolan. You too.
I just wanted to appreciate your validation of my decision today. We aren't actually going to go to 13th Street. We're not going to go to a restaurant. I spent my time today going to the butcher, went and picked up a nice tomahawk ribeye, and we're going to be cooking at home tonight.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so you got to go butcher, baker, candlestick maker. Well, yeah, while you're, you know, because, you know, that's all works together.
Yeah, absolutely. I was on my way. I picked up the wine. I picked up the chocolate. But I did forget the card, so I appreciate you reminding me to go pick up a card.
Get the card. Nice. Something nice. Not that. That doesn't have to be a Scott Fitzgerald. Maybe a sentence.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I always try to find a card with a nice big blank section. I don't always do this, the completely blank card. But if there's no spot for me to write something personal, you know, there's no point in picking it up.
I hear you. In fact, I just got a new business idea. The blank card store. Right?
Yeah.
I love it.
There it is. The blank card store.
I love it.
It would work. You got to get some good designs, a good designer.
Cigar bar / blank card store. Oh, God.
Well, I definitely want to let you know, like, if I'm filling out a card, I'm definitely going to remind myself to think of all the little things that my significant other does. But I do know one thing. The one thing you cannot put in the card is you can't complain about the one thing your partner doesn't do. So if I was going to write a card to my favorite Sixers player, Ben Simmons, I'm going to write down all the things that I do appreciate about him. Do you mind if I list them all?
Yeah, that would be a nice sentiment. Yeah, it wouldn't be good to put in the things you don't like about him.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I want to appreciate his all-out energy. I want to appreciate his premium passing. I want to appreciate his elite speed, his elite stamina. And I want to appreciate the fact that he's a nuisance to the opposing team's stars. And, you know, so what, he can't shoot. I'm not going to put that on my Valentine's Day card to Ben Simmons. You know, hey, buddy, I wish you could shoot the ball. But, you know, he does a lot of things to this team. And he definitely needs a little bit more appreciation from the city because he really does put his heart and effort into every single game that he plays. And I don't think I've ever seen him take a game.
I don't know if I can look at it that way. If he's withholding a key part of his game, he's sabotaging his team.
I don't know, man. I saw him pull up against the Clippers, and I was super appreciative.
That was
that.
One time.
It's one, yeah, but that's what you got. What are you going to say? Are you going to discourage him?
You can't, like, abandon that. You can't say, oh, well, he does all these other things. I got to forget about that. No, true greatness. I appreciate him, but I'm frustrated by him because it goes further for him. He could be Giannis. You can't show me Giannis and then pull it away from me because you refuse to take a jump shot. Let's go to Josh in Lower Marion. Josh, you're on 975 Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man? Happy Valentine's Day.
What's up, Josh? How you doing?
Hey, man, I actually bumped into you the other night. I was at the establishment in Lower Marion. I was wearing my
LM. You were wearing your Kobe 33.
That's right, man.
Yeah, we saw you.
Yeah, it was good seeing you, man. First of all, a caller called in yesterday. It's been driving me crazy. I forget the word he used. I don't know if it was like flashy or you'll remember the word, but he was describing Kevin Hayes in that category.
Yes.
And that is utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, he's not flashy at all.
No. And you know what? Konechny's a really nice young player. This team, they're overachieving. They're fun to watch. I like it a lot, but let's not get carried away with, you know, what we have on the squad right now and what our expectations are. I mean, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I would be great to see them win a series. But most importantly, it looks like we have a young core that we can build around.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anybody's getting carried away. I think that people know this is not a Stanley Cup winning team yet. But, like, what they're doing, like, that's impressive. Like, following a defeat with a victory, especially in like situation like that in Florida the other night. I mean that's really admirable. Or last night
it is. And lastly, I think we might have uncovered a little flaw there in our girl Natalie. I did not know that she was a habitual stander.
Well, apparently she is.
No,
she's like for the Madonna type concert, and Diana Ross sees the violation.
Diana Ross is such a violation.
Madonna.
I was in the last row. There was nobody sitting behind me.
Well, Madonna's fine.
Oh, well, last row is different.
It was the people next to me that were annoyed. I was standing. I was like, I'm not even bothering you.
They're next to you. That's kind of ridiculous. But, Mike, I think that whole standing thing, you got to go with what the rest of the crowd is doing. What really irks me is when you're in your seat, you're sitting down, and there's just two guys that are in front of you that are standing, and the rest of that section is sitting. That's where it's the major violence.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. That gets me, too. You're right. You have no choice but to stand along. And so when I get tired of standing, I'll do the... Have you ever done the fold the... seat part and
yes.
sit on that.
And you sit on the top of the folded
sit
seat.
On top of the folded seat.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do that.
Well, at Diana
give myself
Ross.
An advantage.
You go like half height.
Everybody else in front of us was standing. So what was I going to do?
Well, at that point.
And it was baby love. Come on.
I'm getting the story wrong then, because your original thing was that I stood up in Diana Ross.
Yeah, and the
like,
guy
you didn't
behind
tell me,
me.
The circumstances that people were standing up in front of you.
No, people
I thought
were,
you were just standing
no,
up.
No, people were standing in front of us, so we couldn't see. And this one guy behind me, I was like, dude, like, buddy, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you want to sit, but I can't. I paid to be here too. You know? And it was baby love. We were sitting during other songs when everybody else was sitting. He called me a habitual stander. I'm feeling some sort of way about that right now.
Well, the Diana Ross thing threw him off. Jay in Jackson, New Jersey. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Go on, Jay.
So, I have a girlfriend. I'm divorced recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my kids tonight. So, we decided with my girlfriend that we were going to go out last night for Valentine's Day. And we agreed, Thursday's going to be.
It's perfectly fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I pick her up. I do business down in Maryland. I drive about an hour and a half. She's a nurse. She gets off early. We drive up to New York City. I take her to see Aladdin on Broadway.
That's a nice date.
She's turbo late all the time, getting ready. We're flying up, and we get there a little before intermission. It's fine. We're sitting in a club box. It's great. We go to Tao for dinner. Take her to Tao, make it a nice night. Drive her home. We're hanging out at her house, doing our thing. Wake up this morning, I said, I got to go. I got to pick up the kids, from school. We got to get our day going. I want to leave a little bit early. I got to pick up my daughter. She's 9. I got to pick up my daughter a couple flowers for Valentine's Day when I pick her up. This girl says to me, where's my flowers? And I said, I've been with you since last night. When did you see me run out and get flowers for you? We just did a whole thing last night. Am I out of line here?
Well... this is a really good dilemma.
Whew.
See, that was a selfish move on her part. Now, she may have been thinking that, and she would be right to think that. Not after you gave her that kind of a night should she have put that in your face. But on your part, if you're going to buy flowers in front of somebody or tell somebody you're going to buy flowers, you probably have to reciprocate. So you're wrong, and she's wrong.
That's fair.
So, like, your New York date does not wipe out in her head the flower idea, since you introduced the flower idea.
For my daughter, I mean, it's like
if you're in the business of getting flowers for somebody, why wouldn't it be her? Also, is what she's thinking.
There you go. Now, what I did was I did pick her up flowers. She's supposed to come tonight and hang out with the kids, and I was going to cook dinner for everybody.
See, the difference between you and me is the where's my flowers comment would have made me dig in even harder, and she would have wanted a guy on a pedal, to be honest with you. but you were a nice guy, and you fell.
I appreciate you, Mike.
All right, man. See you later. All right, let's discuss this here.
Yeah,
now, you were frowning a little bit.
Well, they were for his daughter.
Hold on a second.
Right?
This is a great date. The guy, first of all, I don't know why you would make go up and back in New York.
He's trying to make an impression.
Well, you have to stay in New York.
Right.
You can't make that a night where you're up and back.
Well, he has a daughter.
Well, you can get up early in the morning and drive home from New York and get the daughter. Like, instead of the daughter, you're not getting her at 7 a.m.
We've done that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a flaw in that. The idea is great. He's taking New York, Aladdin, the whole thing, dinner,
right.
and then you're rushing back to New York. That's a strenuous day. That should be a Manhattan hotel one night on motels.com and get something cheap at the last second.
Okay.
Where you can cash in for like, $199.
Right.
And then you come back and you get the kid. Well, but then you introduced the concept of flowers to her. What is she going to think? She's not going to stop at the Aladdin New York date.
Right, but...
Flowers?
But if the flowers were originally for his daughter, as a woman, that's something that I would never try and glom onto. If you're getting flowers for your daughter and you're just dating me...
Listen.
And you just took me to New York...
Don't get me wrong. The woman has a selfish streak in her. if she would actually bring that up to him. What I'm saying is the thought is going to go through her head. He has to be mindful of that thought is going to go through her head. Now, for her to express it in "where's my flowers" would prevent me from ever buying flowers.
But I mean, I guess she got the flowers though, right? Well, so it worked.
He caved.
So he must really like her.
If you're going to cave in that kind of a situation, see, I wouldn't have done it immediately. I would have, like, maybe wait a week or two for the flowers and just surprise her with a non-flower day just to show I was thinking about her.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be browbeaten into having to also get flowers for her now at that time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
You got to preserve your manhood somewhere along the line. Malik in West Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Malik.
Mikey Mash, happy Valentine's Day.
What's up, Malik? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I just want to say to the last caller, what he should have did first is picked her up with some flowers and started it like that. And then their whole
look at him. He has put big expense for this trip. This is a special date he has arranged for her. They're going to drive up to New York. He got the musical tickets. They're going to have dinner in Manhattan. Like, that's a major commitment on his part. So he was thinking that would replace the flowers. Like, but you can't blame him.
Even on a first date, if you're not doing nothing that big, you still pick a lady up with some flowers.
Then what's she going to do with the flowers in New York? You're going to drive it up to New York. What's she going to do, stash them in the back seat?
No, when you pick her up, you surprise them. When you open the door for us, you got them sitting on the seat or you hand them to her.
Yeah, all right. But that's excess. And I wouldn't be mad at that, but he didn't have to do that.
No, he didn't. He didn't. You're right about that.
Because he can say, hey, you want the flowers or you want to go to New York? Yeah. Oh, wait, what's she going to say? All right.
But I wanted to let you know, have hope. I talked to you, I think, about a week ago. And I was saying the Sixers were going to grab the fourth spot. They're sitting in fifth right now.
Yes, they are.
And actually, this roster is going to look different about the next 2-3 weeks. And I think they're going to make a run for the third or the fourth. I'm going to revise what I said.
They ain't making a run for the third, bro. It's four and a half games. They're 4.5 games out.
Everybody say it's a stretch, but if when this buyout come up, if they pick up at least one more shooter and one more comparable guard behind Ben Simmons, I think they can do it.
All right, well, so you're adding to the mix here. And they're in their current form, do you think they have it in them?
Making their current form, no.
Okay, all right, but you think they in their current form they can beat the Heat for the fourth seed?
Yeah, okay. Because you got to think about it. Jimmy Bell is out.
Yeah.
He got the shoulder injury. So
how long is he going to be out?
I think it's like a week or two.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I got to check on that. But this buyout market is looking very looking very good. I think they should take a run at Marco Bellinelli for the second time, just for another shooter. And what's his name? Tyler Johnson. He just got bought out the day before yesterday, or it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
You know, and once they change, I think they're going to make a run in the second half just like they did last season when they won, I think it was like 15 games straight or something like that.
Yeah.
In the second half.
Well, we talked about that yesterday. Tyrone thinks they can win 11 in a row.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah. And they're going to do it because the Clippers game gave hope. A lot of hope.
I hope so. If they get in the fourth spot, that reverses my thinking about winning the first round. However, I think a lot of people think it's easy to make up games. Now, in the case of Miami, what are they trailing by two? Or
game and a half.
Game and a half.
Game and a half.
All right. Now, but still, Miami, the Sixers have to have a better record than Miami. So let's look at Miami. At Atlanta, coming out of the break.
Should be a win.
Cleveland.
They should probably win both.
Minnesota.
Where's that game at?
Home.
Home? They might win that game, too.
All right, that's four in a row.
Yeah.
All right, now, whether Butler's there or not, right? Dallas. Home.
I think they can lose that game.
Brooklyn at home.
Probably should win that game.
Milwaukee at home.
That's a loss.
They have 6 home games in a row. All right, the Bucks beat them there? I'm not so sure. Orlando at home.
Win.
At New Orleans.
I guess it really depends on Zion. I'll say win for now, though.
At Washington.
Washington's weird. People lose there for no reason whatsoever.
Charlotte.
Win.
The Knicks.
Win.
The Bulls.
Win.
And then it's at Milwaukee.
That's probably a loss.
And then at the Bulls.
That's probably a win.
See, there aren't many losses left for the Miami Heat. They got Boston coming up a little later. They've got at Indiana. So, like, when we're looking at the schedule, we all know we're taking off wins for the Sixers. Go to the Heat schedule, see how many games they can actually lose that would make up those games that the Sixers would top them.
So, we were looking at the easiest strength of schedule remaining, and the Sixers have, I think, the second easiest strength of schedule.
Miami has the easiest?
Miami's fifth.
Oh, they are.
Okay. Yeah, so they're not that far behind. And it's like 465 to 475, or, you know, it's something very, very tiny.
All right, they played the Bucks twice, they played the Celtics twice. And they play Toronto left. So, but those other games look like bops to me. 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. Good time to get in. Mike Missinelli Show is back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
3:30, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time to update our Twitter poll, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Natalie Agonoff. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 500 votes on today's poll. Do we set our expectations too high for the city's young superstars, Embiid, Simmons, Wentz, and Hart? 33% say yes, we expect too much. 67% say no, it comes with the territory.
67, it's gone down a little bit, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
All right, so as the day goes on, people are feeling more sorry for the stars.
This is a day of love.
It's a day of love. Let's revisit that love story. Because a friend of mine just made me think. A friend of mine sent me a text. And he said, did that guy say, on a trip to New York, did that guy say they were late and they got there, it was okay, they got there at intermission? Did he say that?
Did he say that?
Can we review it? Can we have somebody review
the call? I'll pull the tape.
Can we pull the tape? Did he say, because that slid by me. He said she was late, and they were rushing to get there, right?
She was late?
Yes. She was. He was saying that she was tardy.
Okay.
And so they were rushing up. And did he say, I heard intermission, but I may have misheard. Did he say we got there at intermission, so it was okay? So they only saw half of Aladdin because she was late?
That's what I mean.
All right, now, I want to be fair here. I want to add this up. She's late enough where they miss the first part of the musical.
Mm-hmm.
She then starts, she talks about the flowers. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, that's a red flag.
I'm going to agree.
There's a red flag there.
Yeah.
Right? You're agreeing?
Yes, I'm agreeing.
Okay.
You just have to be thoughtful of other people.
It's a little, there's a little selfish gene in this relationship, it seems to be.
Seems to be a smidge.
A smidge. Just a smidge.
Very early on, too.
I don't know if I heard it right. I hope that's what he said. Maybe I missed it. Maybe somebody can verify on Twitter or email whether he actually said we got there intermission.
Yeah, because I heard intermission,
okay.
But...
No, I've heard that they got there, then there was intermission, and it was okay.
That's what I thought that he said.
Yeah, but it might have been that they got there at intermission. So it was okay because they didn't have to butt into anybody's seat as the musical was going on. Maybe he was saying that.
Yikes.
So let me just explain if there are ladies listening here. At least this works with me. And I think it works with all men. Men are aggravated by lateness. And women seem to be oblivious to it. Now, I'm not typecasting everybody. Because there are people that are punctual on both sides, right? In my experience, and there's four instances. Movie, concert, athletic event, dinner.
Aladdin.
or that.
Yeah.
And women have less of a concept of being on time than men do. Would you agree with that?
I can't really speak. I can be late.
I'll just say this.
I don't want to speak for other women, but me and my friends, we're punctual.
Yeah. Well, then you were to be applauded for that. Several women that I have been with seem to be oblivious to the starting time.
No, especially if it's something if someone's taking me to something that I want to go to.
Right.
Of course I'm going to want to see the whole thing.
Okay, well, then you're different. I just wondered if men have experienced that.
So did she actually want to see Aladdin?
Or did she not care enough about him wanting to see Aladdin? And it was all about her looking her best and his time be damned.
Possibly.
So that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So when it comes to lateness, that's what I look at. I go, there's somebody else's time that's involved here. And if you're really curious to one another, you should respect that. Like if the guy makes a dinner reservation for 7:30.
Yeah.
And you're not ready to get there by 7:30.
Right.
To me, that irritates me.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking for me.
Unless there's extenuating circumstances, like you're stuck behind an accident on 76.
Barring extenuating circumstances.
Right. If there's not
a movie start time. This happened to me many times in my life.
I would be annoyed.
Yeah. Movie start time is a movie start time. You have to respect it.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you miss the movie, so what's the point?
I want to hear from the lady. Movie start time, there's previews, and then there's the movie start time. And I understand there's a leeway. When they say 8:30, that it's not going to come on at 8:45. I get that. I'm talking about blowing that past that as well.
I mean personally, if previews are 8:30, we're there at 8:30.
Oh, you are.
I'm a big previews guy.
He did say there that they got there at intermission.
They got there at intermission.
Yeah.
All right, this sheds a whole new light on this story.
I'd say.
And my man is, there's something about her that's appealing to him about her. And I can,
maybe it's this because she's so I don't care.
She's quite possibly really good looking, and he's overlooking some things. Because that's what guys will do every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this. Am I educating you?
I know this.
You totally know this. Dave on the cell. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Valentine's. Hey, I was riding in the car, man. This is the first Valentine's Day that I ain't buy my wife nothing. I mean, we've been out to breakfast. We just left shopping stores. I bought her all kind of stuff. And she kept telling me, oh, no, every day is a holiday. And look at all this stuff you got me. You guys made me start waking up. I'm like, let me go sneak and get something. Get back.
It's nice that she said that. I got to be honest with you. You can score extra points with a little something extra.
Mike, I didn't do it.
Well, trust me when I tell you, what she's telling you does not, she's not going to be overly disappointed if you don't, but she's going to be delighted if you do.
I'm taking your advice, Mike. I'm going to do it. She's sitting next to me now. Hey, but let me ask you something. Here's the reason I call. You remember when Shaq and Barkley was talking about our center and everything, and I was saying, they're not good role models, man. Hack a Shaq. You couldn't even put him in at the end of the game. People foul him, and he never learned how to shoot a foul shot after 15 years in the NBA. He didn't improve.
Well, that's why I go. Tyrone and I were talking about this the other day. He's got a lot of nerve.
Yes.
Like here's a guy, he doesn't want Embiid to be shooting jump around. Well, because he can shoot. You couldn't. That's why you think that.
Had to get taken out the game at the end of the game.
He's a big blowhard half the time, Shaq. He really is. I'm tired of his act.
And then Barkley coasted him. Curse their own coach out and break chairs before the bench.
Exactly. These guys have selective memory. Of course, Mike, Shaq wasn't going to be at the three-point line because he couldn't even make a 15-footer.
All right, real quick. First, Bill Russell. I didn't realize he won 11 championships in 12 years or something like that. And he's the only player ever to coach and play in the same season. He was actually the coach while he was playing and they won a championship.
Yeah, he was a player coach. But the league,
That's crazy, the league was a lot different.
See, the league was a lot different back then. You had to worry about salary caps. You could keep your own players. Red Auerbach, curry favor with the same
player. It was less teams.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this about Ben Simmons. Because me and my son, they grown now, and we was arguing. I told my sons that if Ben Simmons was a white guy and played the same way he played right now, he would be a top 10 player in the NBA.
No.
What do you think about that?
No.
You don't think so?
Whether he's white or black, he's still not shaking a jump shot.
No, Mike, I'm just saying, because it's a predominantly black league, for a man to be able to play like Ben Simmons.
The Ben Simmons part is he doesn't take a jump shot.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying he's a good player, though.
He has such a ceiling. He's one of the most talented players in the league. But he's still going to get criticized
now, Mike.
Oh, he's still going to get criticized for not taking the jump shot.
Yeah, but I just feel like he would get a little more credit.
No, Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons' flaw has nothing to do with white or black or athletic or not athletic. His flaw has to do with not shooting a basketball. In fact, if he was white, he'd be criticized more. He couldn't shoot a basketball. How many white dudes you see in the league couldn't shoot a basketball? All due respect.
Jason Williams might be the only one.
What's that?
Jason Williams might have been the only one.
TJ McConnell.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's about it.
See, he brought up Bill Russell. Did you see the Hembo stat from Bill Russell today?
No.
So Bill Russell played in 10 career game sevens. Mm-hmm. He's 10-0. Played 488 of the 495 minutes and averaged 29.3 rebounds per game.
He was a clutch player. League was a lot different. 610-632-0975. We're back after this on 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
3:45, Mike Missinelli Show. And, you know, if you want to learn how to be a real player in the esports world, come to Nerd Street today. Today, that's right. In about 15 minutes, it starts. 4 to 6 p.m., it's the Path to Pro Pep Rally. If you're a fan of the Overwatch League and you think you or your kids have what it takes to be a gaming pro, this is the event for you. You have a chance to meet some esports executives from Nerd Street, World Gaming Network, and even some players from the Houston Outlaws and the Philadelphia Fusion. That's the Path to Pro Pep Rally today from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nerd Street, 908 North 3rd Street in Northern Liberties. It's sponsored by Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. Learn more, HU, online at harrisburgu.edu. I never knew there was a Harrisburg University.
Learn something new in our reads every day.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Harrisburg, is this a new university?
It must be. I've never heard of it either.
HU?
Maybe. Yeah. Let me look.
What's their nickname?
Harrisburg
University of Science and Technology.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Founded in 2001.
Oh, who knew?
Mm-hmm.
About
STEM-focused degree and certificate programs. Nice.
Me and you at Harrisburg U.
Yeah, that sounds good. I just wrote a little jingle.
Try to find the mascot for you.
Yeah, what's the nickname?
I think it's more of like a tech.
It's a tech college?
Like a tech situation,
a tech school instead of a college, university?
Yeah, it's downtown Harrisburg.
Okay.
Classrooms, science labs, meeting areas. Mm-hmm. 13 undergraduate, 12 master's degrees, 2 doctoral programs.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't think they really have a sports section, so no mascot.
All right, mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phone. We have actually 2 lines open, 610-622-0975. Keith and Aston, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We have an esports management degree.
Hey, Mike, happy Valentine's Day to you and your crew.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Yeah, my Valentine's Day started out. I picked some flowers up about 9:30 in the morning for my sister. And then I went and picked flowers up for my wife. She's a preschool teacher. And I took some chocolates and flowers in. And one of the coworkers said, "Where's my husband at?" I said, "I don't know if he's home working or what."
Uh-huh.
So anyway, she takes a picture of me and my wife with the flowers and chocolate. Her boss says to me, I always knew you were a nice guy. So, I mean, people see what's going on. But anyway, I'm going to take her to the steakhouse tonight. She likes steak, so I'm going to take her, have a few drinks.
Very nice.
And then we'll come home and see if we get lovey-dovey or we watch a movie on TV. I don't
Beautiful.
Know which way that's
okay to watch a movie and get a little snuggly with one of those weighted blankets. You know?
Sounds good.
What are those snuggle blankets, what they call that? I got one. Yeah. My daughter bought one before.
I have a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a snuggy blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what you guys were talking about earlier, when you go to games and the fans stand up and everything like that, I took my wife to a Sixer game years ago. And what do you do in a situation like this? I was sitting next to a guy, and this is no exaggeration. This guy must have weighed 500 pounds. And he was partly in my seat. So what do I say to this guy?
He was sitting partially in your seat.
Yeah, he was so heavy, weighed about 500 pounds. Oh. I couldn't sit in my seat. What am I going to say to this guy? He's so heavy.
You're done. You can't say
so
anything.
So I had to get up, and we switched seats. We went somewhere else to sit up there, but there was no way I could do that. But that was a very odd situation.
Yeah, that happens. That'll happen on an airplane sometimes.
And anyway, with the Sixer situation, you have to hold Embiid and Simmons accountable because, number one, the fans are coming out to see the two best players on the team perform. And then you got Anthony Davis and LeBron out in L.A. The fans are coming to see them guys more so than anybody else, especially LeBron.
Yeah, but I think what people are saying is those guys have been through the wars already, and they're veteran players, that these guys are younger, and we shouldn't be putting that kind of heat. We shouldn't put LeBron heat on Ben Simmons.
Right. But I like the way they were aggressive against the Clippers with Embiid attacking the rim somewhat, not always staying out on the three-point wing there. But if they can perform like this on the road, we got to figure out a solution how to win on the road.
Yep, this is what we're going to see. It's a new team now. They have two different guys. It's going to be a different rotation. So we'll see if that makes them better on the road.
Now, who's going to be their starting five players now?
I think they're going to use, for the time being, they're going to use Horford off the bench. So that means, I don't know, he may try Korkmaz again, but in the second half he tried Glenn Robinson. So it'll be one of those two in the starting lineup for the time being.
Do you think Alex Burks could be a starter?
He's more of a point guard, so probably not. He doesn't fit the position. Like Glenn Robinson can swing to like a semi-three perimeter player along with Korkmaz.
Okay, sounds good, Mike.
All right, buddy. You got it. I don't know what you're going to do. I think that Glenn Robinson is the better starter because, not because he's that great, because he profiles a little better defensively than Korkmaz does. And he'll make a shot every now and then. So it's not like you're losing that much offensively.
And the one thing that Tobias Harris said when they acquired him was that they ran a very similar style to Golden State where he just kind of knows where to be. The cuts are pretty crisp already. So I think they're going to benefit offensively, too, from having him on the floor.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what he does. I think he's going to definitely stick with the Horford off the bench for a while, though. Let's go to Mike in Miami. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Mike Goop.
What's up, buddy?
Man, you hit on a subject matter that what's happened to me in 2 days with these cards. I went shopping yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I went to CVS to get some medication. I looked at some cards. I said, I'm not going to pay that kind of. And now I go to another store to buy some groceries, and I know the manager. Some cards are $17.
$17?
$17.
For a card?
Yes.
What was the card?
Many cards.
Well, I've never seen that.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you off the air what the store's name is.
It's not a store, but what was on the card that made it $17?
Nothing that I wouldn't tell my wife or my girlfriend. Because I don't believe what they put in cards.
Well, they have adornments of cards, and they sometimes put jewels on them and stuff.
But let me tell you what I did. I came home. She has her own law practice, so I'm retired. Mm-hmm. And you've been into my restaurant several times, so you know her when you see her.
Exactly.
I sat down and we're together 33 years. We're not married. 33 years. I wrote like everything good and bad that happened in my relationship to her, how I helped her, how she helped me.
Uh-huh.
I come from law enforcement. I was with the federal task force.
Uh-huh.
And you know, as a lawyer, I mean, that's a tough profession. She sure owns her own firm.
Yeah.
Well, I got up. I went to my buddy. He's got a baker. He says, get me two donuts the shape of a heart. I got them. I put them in the cupboard this morning. I got up early while she was getting ready. I said, I got something before you go to work. And I gave her those two,
Look at
the shape of a heart.
Sentimental old devil, you.
Yes. And then
that's good work by you, Mike. You thinking? See,
then,
that's what I want people
I gave
to think.
Her this envelope. She said, "Is this a divorce paper?" I said, "No, you're going to read that tonight."
And you wrote something real nice on
everything,
it.
Everything good
see,
and bad.
See, you got it, Mike. What'd you put bad in there for?
Well, because let me tell you something. Look, working for
wait, you put good and bad.
Well, I don't mean for us. I'm talking in our lifetime. Not in our relationship.
Oh, okay. So the things that have happened to you, good and bad.
Yes, yes.
All right. I thought you were going to say she doesn't, you know, pick up her stockings or something. You know, leaves her drawers in the hallway.
He put the donuts in the cupboard.
Well, it would have been nice. She would have, like, picked the cupboard that she was going to open and see it.
Yeah.
You know, like in a little tray tilted.
I know, and he wrote everything they went through together. He's got it.
Yeah, that was nice. I got to be honest with you. I pulled out all the stops a couple times.
And?
Well, I'll tell you in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
You know, I made it special.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. Two open lines. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.